Blackstone Audio presents Hell House by Richard Matheson. Dedication. With love for my daughters Bettina and Allison, who have haunted my life so sweetly. December 18, 1970. 3:17 p.m. It had been raining hard since 5 o'clock that morning. Bronte and weather, Dr. Barrett thought. He repressed a smile. He felt rather like a character in some latter-day Gothic romance. The driving rain, the cold, the 2-hour ride from Manhattan in one of Deutsch's long, black leather-upholstered limousines. The interminable wait in this corridor while disconcerted-looking men and women hurried in and out of Deutsch's bedroom, glancing at him occasionally. He drew his watch from its vest pocket and raised the lid. He'd been here more than an hour now. What did Deutsch want of him? Something to do with parapsychology, most likely. The old man's chain of newspapers and magazines were forever printing articles on the subject. Return from the grave. The girl who wouldn't die. Always sensational. Rarely factual. Wincing at the effort, Dr. Barrett lifted his right leg over his left. He was a tall, slightly overweight man in his middle 50s, his thinning blonde hair unchanged in color, though his trimmed beard showed traces of white. He sat erect on the straight-backed chair, staring at the door to Deutsch's bedroom. Edith must be getting restless downstairs. He was sorry she'd come. Still, he'd had no way of knowing it would take this long. The door to Deutsch's bedroom opened, and his male secretary, Hanley, came out.
"Doctor," he said.